Hello, this is 5 minutes with the prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 765, and I said in the last episode, he disappointed the devices of the crafty, so their hands cannot perform the enterprise, and that is Job 5:12. When you will pick a scripture and put it in your mouth, and say it over your own life, say it over your son, say it over your relationship, say it over your money, say it whatever you do. Listen, that means you have released your faith and your life moves searches forward. Oh, hallelujah. So let's go for our golden scripture from where we dig all the gold. And that is 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1. And by this time, she'll be able to say it offhand, isn't it? Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also you are saved. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain. And this way, I always pause and say, you've not believed in vain because you believe in the resurrection from the dead. Then it continues, for I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. So we've been talking about the death of Christ. We've talked about the physical events, went on the revelatory. And we went into Genesis, went to Luke 1 in the incarnation. And now we are in Proverbs 4:20 that says, my son, pay attention to my word. And we were looking at Mark 11. In Mark 11, we saw Jesus cursing a fig tree. Disciples came back and said, Master, Master, the fig tree that you cursed is dead. And we said, Jesus' response is what we're looking at, because Jesus said something so profound in Mark 11, 23. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he said, for verily I say unto you, that whatsoever you shall say unto this mountain, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. And we'll say that it is very important to note that God, when Jesus was responding, said three sayings. Say to the mountain, believe in his heart, that is what he saith will come to pass, he shall go wherever he saith. So saith, saith, see, or say to the mountain, saith, saith. So that is the power of words, and that's what we're looking at. And I said to you that you will have to release the words, your faith through words. That's because that's how you were created to be, that you will release your faith through words. That is how it is in the spirit realm. That is how it is done. It's just like you say you want to blend this, and I give you a blender and I say put them inside the blender and plug them, and that they will be blended. That is how it is. That is how it is. So we're looking at 2 Timothy 3:16. I said to you, we know about John 3:16, but many people don't know about 2 Timothy 3:16. And in 2 Timothy 3:16, he says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Oh, hallelujah! 2 Timothy 3:16. Now, that is the King James Version. And another version says, every scripture or all scripture is given by God's breath. God breathes the scripture. So if God breathes the scripture and I put the scripture in my mouth, what happens? The same power and the same effect that God would have, or God had when he spoke those words, are the same effect I will get when I also speak it. So that is why I can say to the spirit of death, go back You don't belong here. I've got the life of God in me. I have life in abundance. He said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have what? Have life everlasting. Life, supernatural life. Oh, have life in abundance according to John 10:10. John 10:10 says, the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Then he says to us, but I am come, I'm come, that Olivia will have life and have life more abundantly. What is that? Eternal life. What is that? Resurrection life. What is that? The God kind of life. So when I take the scripture and I begin to say it myself, I begin to say it for myself, what do you think is going to happen to me? Whatever effect the word is supposed to have is the same effect that will be in my life. I will have the same results. God got that result when he spoke his word. Olivia gets the same result when I speak God's word. God got results through those words. I get the same results. Listen, when it comes to God's word, one of the best explanation I can give you is like, it's like a pistol or a gun. Now, a gun doesn't know gender. No, a gun doesn't even know height. It doesn't know whether you are a child or you are an adult. There are people who've killed their brothers innocently. They didn't know, ignorantly, they killed them. Why? Because they pulled the trigger. So immediately a man puts God's word in his mouth and he speaks it and he says it, he's pulled the trigger. And no matter who you are, no matter how small you are, that word that was spoken will hit the target and will do the work. Oh, you are so blessed. Please come back for more and share this link with somebody.